This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN on this Friday, May 28th. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
But I'm going to throw down a yoo-hoo.
And I'd like to say good evening to Don.
I remember how happy you were when Ruth Buzzy followed you.
That was a big deal.
And I'd like to say good evening to Michael again.
Chocolate urine.
That was special.
All right, guys. Can I hear that one more time, Anthony? I'm sorry.
Chocolate urine.
Let's hear from Tom Thibodeau.
It's Thibodeau.
Tom Thibodeau, I'm sorry. The pregame. Here's a little exchange on the starting lineup. My guess is it's about Alfred Payton.
Have you decided what you're going to do with the starting lineup? I know you made the switches in the second half the other day.
Yeah, I'm still undecided.
What are you deciding on? What factors are going into your decision?
What gives us our best chance to win? So still thinking things over.
Why do we even interview coaches?
Why do we? I know.
You know, we get a chance to talk about this, but on that line, you're seeing like the moral dilemma that Joe Girardi's going through right now in Philly.
Right. I'm sure he feels uncomfortable about lying, and he simply said, I'm going to just say manager's decision from now on.
Might as
it
well.
Will actually render any meetings with managers or coaches absolutely useless. They're useless now.
And you know what else? So the other day we did this, speaking of conversations with coaches, the other day we did the conversation about Mike Malone kind of scolding Cassidy Hubbard and saying, it's Michael. Call me Michael. You guys remember that?
Sure. Yeah.
And Cassidy tweeted out about it, that she had no issue with it, and he's been great to her. They have a great relationship, and it was just not a big deal at all. Mm-hmm. But it got Andrew and I to talking that day after the show about it. You know, even though Mike Malone, if you listen to it, he did come off as a jerk, and we've seen a lot of people come off as jerks during those mid-game NBA coaches interviews or going into the half of a football game coaches interview. God, if it wasn't for the times when coaches acted like jerks, there'd be nothing worthwhile about them.
Yeah,
it's this annoying need that the networks have to force these coach conversations. They're worthless.
You know what? If you were to put it to a vote, honestly, for a fan vote, whether you want it or not, most people would say they don't want it. Now, there is the occasion where you do get something from it. There's an information you want about a player, his availability. But for the most part, it's gobbledygook. It's filler. It's a waste of time. And Cassidy is in an impossible spot, right? She can't rip him because she's trying to maintain a relationship with coaches to do her job, right? So she probably does have a problem with it, but it's not going to behoove her to admit that. So she's got to take the high road. Listen, Rip, I had no problem with Tortorella and all that stuff in a public setting, but in that particular point, that's just mean for the sake of being mean, to correct on the way the name is said, when, Peter, you've said that everybody calls him Mike.
They do.
And listen, I can speak to this. I call myself Michael. That's dating back to something, you know, my mom hated the name Mike. She liked Michael. If somebody ever called me Mike, ever, and they do all the time, I would never, ever say it's Michael. I mean, what a pompous ass for him to do that.
But I will say this. Flip side of that coin, guys. Let's have a little grace, a little bit of empathy. To the point I was just making, these guys are put in a spot they don't want to be interviewed.
Fine.
No one. By the way, the people don't want to be interviewed. I feel like the sideline reporters don't particularly want to do the interview. And at the same time, everyone's stuck in this nonsense. It's a waste of time.
All right, that's fine. So take the fine. Don't do the interview. Take it up with the league. But don't take it out on Cassidy. I mean, she's got a job to do. You got a job. Your job is to do it. And her job is to do the interview. And if you got a problem with it, then conduct yourself professionally and then go to the league after or take the fine and just say, I'm not doing it. Fine me whatever you got
to
fine
me.
No,
that's fair. That's fair. You don't have to be a jerk.
What does it have to do with her?
Why couldn't he have just gone to his PR person after the interview was over and said, please relay to Cassidy that I prefer to be called Michael? To do it the way he did it, it just says jackwagon in neon lights.
You know what? Let's be honest. Let's call lowest common denominator opinion on it. He's marking his territory. Is what he's doing. And it comes at the expense of somebody who's just trying to do her job. She's not some fan asking for an autograph. She's got a job to do, and her job is to interview a coach.
Sometimes you're just a nozzle.
All right. Well, speaking of which, we saw some great fans at the Garden the other day. We saw a nozzle or two. Clint Capella of the Hawks talks about wanting Atlanta to bring it like the MSG crowd did tonight.
I'm hoping maybe nothing less that happened in the Madison Square Garden. But, I mean, I really hope that we're going to have the support of the city, that is going to be crowded. Rutgers also, because we need it. It's going to be our first game at home with the crowd. So we really expect it to be crazy. We felt that whenever we were in New York, we saw the crowd and the love that they were showing to their team. And I hope that it's going to be the same for us tonight.
Hey, you guys want to you want to hear from Ray Young?
Is that Trey's dad?
How'd you know that? I was hoping you would go, you mean Trey Young. Let's try again. You guys want to hear from Ray Young?
You mean Trey Young, right?
No, Michael, no. I mean his father, Ray Young.
Oh.
He was on with KJZ earlier, and he talked about his son Trey's incident with the fan in New York.
In the heat of the moment, Trey just told me that he didn't know what happened. And we didn't find out until after the game. And people started messaging me on Twitter and messaging Trey. And, you know, it kind of got brought up on social media. So once that happened, I mean, we were like, oh, wow. And my first thought was, why didn't 50 Cent do anything? Because Trey was standing right in front of 50 Cent, and I guess his girlfriend was next to him. So I was kind of surprised that they didn't notice it. But, you know, Trey, he was more concerned with, you know, trying to finish the game and also with all the chants that were going on. I think that was his number one concern.
Also, 50 Cent said that his girlfriend never even told him that she got spit on.
Well, she may have not noticed it. It may have just felt like someone yelling.
Right.
You know? By the way, I think Ray Young sounds like a great guy.
He does.
I don't know if you guys saw yesterday that Dante DiVincenzo of the Bucks hurt his left foot yesterday. It was in the middle of my hardwood pick, the Miami Heat, just getting. I mean, Michael, you want to talk about wrong picks? And first of all, I blame Don, okay?
Always.
So I made a hardwood pick last night. And as soon as I get my hard wood, here comes Don with an ice pick. And, you know, Don's ice picks have just been doo-doo brown. I have not touched the hard wood in quite a long time. And Don comes in. He rubs the stink of his ice pick all on my hardwood. And the result was, guys, Don, you know, it was like betting a football game, and you look up, and it's 28-0 in the first half. I mean, my hardwood pick. I thought for a moment that it was like an episode of Black Mirror and the entire Miami Heat team was replaced by John Starks from Game 7, 94 against the Rockets. It was disgusting. I apologize.
I have what I'm calling a seamless baseball pick right now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yankees will beat the Tigers today behind Gerrit Cole. I don't care that you're not getting good odds.
I think it's a minus 350.
That's okay.
It's the equivalent of giving somebody money and then them handing it right back to you.
But if you bet $350, what would you make?
$100.
Okay, you make $100 on this pick. If you lose,
but you got to bet $350.
Your bet.
But you got to bet $350.
Okay, but you're still $100 richer than when you started.
These are like the odds when, like, you know, it's 1985, and Mike Tyson is fighting Hector Mercedes.
Yeah.
Okay. This is
$76 at the Steelers.
What do you want me to do? I'm giving you a seamless pick.
I know, but you're it's disrespectful. I got my Randle pick right.
What?
Believe it or not,
you did. I know you stunk up mine, and you got.
I win.
Nancy just texted me. She's like, "Where is Peter today? Broadcasting from a daycare?"
It really does look like you're at like Sesame Street with that rainbow over your head. Yeah, there's got to be a better angle.
Well, look, this is what the room's become. It's become like my niece and nephew's room at some point.
Oh, you're going to say those little stuffed toys are your niece and nephew's. I think they
were
yours.
Well, no, that Tigger was mine.
They used to cuddle with that?
No, actually, you know what,
Don? First kiss on that?
No, but my high school sweetheart did give me that.
Aww.
I've got to ask you a very personal question, Peter.
Go ahead. I'm going to get
over
to the show.
You're over the parents' house for the weekend.
I'm sure I am.
Right?
Yeah.
Miss Hatton's with you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Great. I like where this is going.
Will you be sleeping in the same room?
Of course.
What? How disrespectful to your parents.
I'm 41 years old.
Yeah.
And you're going to be knocking it back under your parents' roof?
Wait a minute. First of all, that's disrespectful to his girlfriend. Take that. Apologize to Peter.
Yeah. Apologize right now.
Doesn't mean anything. Knocking it back is drinking beer.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. Now, Don.
Yeah, I don't know what his, you know, late 70s vernacular is with this stuff, but I will say that this
Early
is not
60s.
Meet the parents.
But, yeah, we are going to be sleeping in the same room, you weirdo. What else would
right.
we do?
I mean,
oh,
we're
look,
grown
Natalie's
adults.
On yes
yeah, I mean, listen, Peter's father wasn't speech writing for Reagan.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so you think it's free love at the Rosenberg?
Well, I just think there's an understanding that my 41-year-old could sleep with his girlfriend in the house.
Let me tell you what. Let me tell you a little story about my father. Okay,
Donnie, are you watching me on TV by any chance?
Yes. That old school Ottawa Senators pop.
Let me tell you a story. My sister was engaged to the guy who became her husband. Had a beautiful ring on her finger. He stayed over. They were not allowed in the same room.
Right.
That's yo-yo business.
No, it's not yo-yo. It's called respect. Don't do it. Don't do it. You think Mindy's going to like hearing the moans and groans out of that room?
You
no
know
way.
What? You're sick.
I'm just taking a guess, Michael. Just a guess.
Right. That's not going to be much noise.
Your dad was begging for Nixon not to resign.
No, you don't have no idea about that.
No, I would.
Well,
it
sounds
would,
a little
yeah, no,
conservative.
I'm just saying conservative-wise, if they're – and it was a different time, because what year was it when your sister was engaged?
Let's see. She got married in 82, so this must have been like 79.
Oh, come on. It's 79. It's a different world.
You just want to just
this
talk?
This is 2012. He's a 41-year-old man, previously married.
Yeah, I think once you're divorced, those rules are out the window.
Right.
I'm surprised Natalie's going to allow
this.
Was
that signed by Rod Langway?
You know what, Don? I thought it was always signed by Dale Hunter, but now I'm looking at it, and it's feeling kind of Clint Malarchuk. Well, take a good look at that. This,
so,
by the way, Don,
I think
this is
I don't
only...
really think that you know it's a love-in at the Rosenberg house.
No,
I
it's
think
not
that
gonna...
these are logical parents who understand that their worldly son.
You think this is free love on the free love freeway?
I hope it doesn't devolve into some sort of key party. That's what I'm saying.
That's always where you go. Don, by the way, this is only half my puck collection from when I was a kid.
There's a whole world to Peter we don't even realize.
No.
All these people, if Peter doesn't know anything about sport, what's he doing on a sports show? He's got a collection of pucks.
No,
believe me, he's more well-rounded in sports than Michael and I combined.
You've got a blurry screen. Those were ring dings.
I wish. Hold on. You know what else I'm going to show you here from the room? There's a lot of good stuff going on here today. Oh, Don, I got some. Oh, good God. Don, this is one from your era right here. This is gorgeous. I got to tell you, this old green and red Devils logo puck, that's just a gorgeous puck.
Look at you. You've got.
Do we really have to do show and tell? It's not really benefiting the radio audience.
Well, guys, I'm showing if you want to. Oh, my God. Hold on. I forgot I had this.
He's Horseshack all of a sudden.
Hold on. Last one. I'll wait for Don to see this and Don can react. I forgot I had this. I don't remember how I got it. I'll wait. Go ahead. Take your time.
Really, waiting for me, the silence is never good.
All right. Well, in the meantime, while I'm waiting for Don to see
it. I still have the devil Christmas tree puck.
Oh, no. You got time. So I'll put this down.
Don,
now.
Do you realize that a moment ago you said, you know, it's 2012, Michael?
Did that happen?
Yeah, he's a little dyslexic today.
So there's a story that irks me that I want to tell you guys about.
Oh, the nice St. Louis Blues. I can't see the autograph. Is that Pierre Turgeon?
Oh, no, it's better, Don. What would be the autograph?
Brett Hull?
That's right.
Oh, look at you.
Brett Hull autograph Blues puck. You know what? I'm bringing it back for Mike Brouncher. That's what I got to do.
Remember him?
I remember that guy. So, here, I'm going to put this up, too, since we're in my room. I think you guys will like this. So, I was reading a story earlier that kind of irked me. Coming out of Chicago, they decided to rename one of the concession stands, which was formerly known as Loretta's Lounge, after an employee who had worked at both stadiums, Comiskey Park and the old stadium. She was there for years and years. She died in 2014. They decided to rename Loretta's Lounge LaRussa's Lounge.
Oh.
Didn't even tell the family. And they said, no, don't worry. We're going to send her a replica of the sign, and we're going to keep a plaque up. But I'm sorry. Do they need to do that for Tony LaRussa right now?
Come on. Like, he cares.
Also, if it's a lounge that serves liquor, it's an awful optic.
That's
right?
A great point.
I thought the same thing. I'm like, is this dude really the guy? He's been there 5 minutes. He's 110 years old. He's gotten two DUIs, and you need to remove. Like, I love when teams do sweet personal things like that, and you remove it for. It's stupid. Come on. If it was St. Louis, I'll have a different conversation about it. Chicago, stop yourself. Good news, Yankee fans. Guess who's off the ill? Here's a hint. His name rhymes with Ron Farlow Blanton.
Big G.
That's right. Giancarlo back in the lineup tonight.
What is that desk plate you have? What are you president of?
This is a gift that I received when I was president of my sixth grade class. Actually, the entire school. The entire school in sixth grade, North Chevy Chase Elementary, Peter E. Rosenberg.
You know what president. People don't realize, Don? He ran on bloated budgets.
Well, more government.
Much
more government.
Government. Yeah, he was.
I wanted to get him.
He became.
For the people.
Free lunches.
Oh, yeah, free lunches
no.
for
his
all.
His was a very conservative platform.
Oh, I was different back then, Don.
Yeah.
I was
really?
The Richard Nixon of North Chevy Chase Elementary School. That's right. So I guess Le'Veon is done with the high road when it comes to the New York Jets.
What'd he do? What'd he say?
Apparently, he decided to unleash a series of tweets on Thursday. And said he will sign with the team this season and suggested that the downturn was to be blamed on
your New York Jets.
Adam Gase's play calling. Who's ever had a problem with Adam Gase's play calling? I'll sign somewhere when I'm ready. Ain't no more finessing me with lies and bleep just to get me to sign with a team. No more rush decisions on my end, period. I got to tell you, Le'Veon, you never struck me as a rush decision kind of guy. You literally took an entire year off. Now, he was on an incredible track through five seasons, guys. Sat out 2018, signed a four-year, $52.5 million contract with the Jets, but, of course, ended up being cut and then signed by the Chiefs, but did not touch the ball in Super Bowl 55. The only difference with the Steelers was they gave me an opportunity. Haven't had that since I left. I probably need to play for a defensive-minded head coach instead of these offensive-minded gurus.
Don, you'll remember this, speaking of incredible tracks, and this kind of mirrors what happened with Lev. I used to have the Johnny Lightning 500 track. You remember that?
Sure.
And then the car would be racing around the track and just careen off it and crash into something. That's what happened to Lev.
I know that feeling. By the way, guys, Summer Fridays with the K Show on 98.7 ESPN are brought to you by New Mike's Hard Lemonade Seltzer, 100 calories, 1 gram of sugar, and gluten-free. I'll tell you what, we're going to be tossing back some of those during the summer of K, am I right?
Absolutely. And really, if you're on your way back from Richville, you and the Natster want to come by the house after the game on Monday, you're more than welcome, buddy.
Me and the Natster?
Yeah.
Well,
the Natster.
listen, you know, after what the conversation we just had.
But she has to pack a little bikini because we'll be using the pool that day.
You know what? He's doubling down.
He's tripling down. He's quadrupling down.
God.
And
to
he has
make things uncomfortable, right?
I know. And he has the nerve to say that we should sleep in separate bedrooms.
Yeah.
But then says, by the way, if you visit, she needs to bring a bikini. What kind of
I'm just saying, you're going to be swimming. So, of course, you should have a bathing suit.
Maybe I think it's a high of 62.
I should narrow it. She could have a one piece if she wants. I don't care.
Peter, overcast, high of 62, but Michael still wants her to bring the bikini.
You know what? He's a bona fide freakazoid.
You and her are going to be like doing the nasty under your parents' roof. That's a freakazoid.
You got to stop talking. You realize she's sitting with my parents watching the show right now? What kind of animal are you?
Well, I'm trying to derail this. I don't want it to happen. I like her too much. There's a future here.
That'll do it for ENN on this Friday evening.
Don't worry. If you get married, Peter, it'll probably just be Michael will have a Yankee Red Sox game. You don't have to worry about it.
No, he'll be smart. He wants a big gift. He'll be smart enough to do it in the winter.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
You still winter got me weddings. A great gift.
Yeah, that's true. You really scored. You're not the spring for a filet, and boom, you got the money.
And you still showed up late, which is awesome.
Anyway, it's been a fun week, everybody. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the Knicks and the Hawks and the Nets and the Celtics. Peter, enjoy life this evening.
Yeah, thank you. I'll
try
my best.
See everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.